Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studio. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostles Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give recognition and respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day at your leisure on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey, which used to be radio.com, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, all of the things that we use when we get together to study the Word on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. Everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together as a family to study the Word of God together as brothers and sisters united by Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose, no matter what. And be glad in it. For today is a gift given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, to show forth and bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this time, this moment, this opportunity that You have given unto us. Lord, we do not take this day and this moment for granted. Father, we glorify You, and we magnify You, and we exalt You, and we lift You up far above any and every circumstance. For there is none like You above the earth. And there is none like You in the earth, and there is none like You beneath the earth, and there will never be any like You. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, almighty God, holy is Your name. Our Father who art in heaven, holy and hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in and on the earth as it is always done in heaven. Lord, let your perfect will be done in us as your conduits, your vessels that you work through. For we are your hands and we are your feet and we are your mouthpieces. Flow through us, O God, into the lives of others so that it is all of you that is seen, heard, and demonstrated, and none of us. Lord, cause us by the power of your Holy Spirit to exude your love in everything that we do so that we can bring you glory and honor and homage to your name, to you, O God, sustainer and creator of all things. Lord, we ask that you hide us behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And Father, we thank you for your presence being in us, on us, resting around us and working through us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the teacher. We thank you for your presence and your peace. We thank you for teaching us on this day as we sit at the feet of our Master, our God, at his table to glean and eat our daily bread, that he will have us to glean and eat on this day. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Move as you will and as you can, as only as you can, by your Spirit on each and every listener within the sound of my voice. And I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. This we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you for answered prayer. Amen. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. Holy is his name, and worthy to be praised. We have been studying in the past study sessions, James chapter 3, and we will be concluding our study on today of James chapter 3. We will be beginning in the 13th verse, and we will be reading through the 18th verse. And that will conclude our study on today. And we will pick up our new study in James chapter 4, I believe, on next Thursday, because the All About Jesus broadcast is coming on this coming Tuesday. For all of you who tune in to that broadcast, we welcome you to tune in to the All About Jesus broadcast on this coming Tuesday. Amen. Let us go into James, and let us begin at verse 13. I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations, as we always do when we get together and study the Word of God. Amen. Beginning at the 13th verse, it says, "Who is there among you who is wise and intelligent? Then let him, by his noble living, show forth his good works with the unobtrusive humility, which is the proper attribute of true wisdom." Unobtrusive humility is the proper attribute of true wisdom. Verse 14 says, "But if any of you have bitter jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, selfish ambition in your hearts, do not pride yourselves on it and thus be in defiance of and false to the truth." Verse 15 says, "This superficial wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, animal, even devilish and demonical." Verse 16 says, for wherever there is jealousy, envy and contention, rivalry and selfish ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and vile practices. And this we discussed in last study session on this past Tuesday. And for those of you who have not yet had an opportunity to listen to this past Tuesday study session, we encourage you to go to your search bar on your phone or your computer, type in blogtalkradio.com. And when you get to the website, in their search bar, type in HNLC, and it will bring up the past study sessions that we've had on James chapter 3. Let's go on to read in verse 17. It says, but the wisdom from above, the wisdom from God, is first of all pure, undefiled, first. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And verse 18 says, and the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will in thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace. So the fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness, in a peaceful mind free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, is the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will and indeed. Let's go back to verse 17. And we are continuing with our theme on this past, from this past Tuesday study session about peace. Verse 17 says, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. What does it mean to be pure? What does the word pure mean? The definition of pure, if we look it up, it is something that is not mixed or adulterated or changed by any other substance or material. It is unadulterated. It is uncontaminated. It is clear, 100%. It is unblended, something pure. It is flawless and perfect, genuine, authentic, real, actual, and true. It is without any extraneous or unnecessary elements. It is absolute. It is free of any contamination. It is wholesome and untainted by immorality. Virtuous, moral, ethical, good, righteous, saintly, pious, honest, upright, honorable, upstanding, approachable, exemplary, stainless, spotless, unblemished, unspoiled. It is undefiled, pure, virtuous, moral, ethical, good, righteous, clean, and upright. For the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving. Peace-loving wisdom comes from the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus the Christ, who was full and is full of heavenly, divine, supernatural wisdom. And the wisdom that he gives is peace-loving. It loves peace. And it brings peace in a loving way. And it is courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason. And it is full of compassion and good fruits. It is full of all of these things because it comes from the Prince of Peace himself, Jesus the Christ. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned. It is free from doubts, free from wavering, and free from insincerity. If we go over to Isaiah chapter 9, and we look at verse 6, it reminds us, as the people of God, of who Jesus is. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace." As we discussed in this past Tuesday, peace is very important. And James chapter 3 talks about the tongue, causes us to meditate and think on how we use our tongue and what words we speak with our tongue. God gave us that ability by making us in his image and in his likeness. He made us speaking spirits because he too is a speaking spirit. God is a spirit, as scripture says. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God is the author of peace. This is how we understand and are led by the Holy Spirit in the decisions that we make on a daily basis and in our daily lives. This is how we know when we are in the will of God, by the peace, as we discussed in this past Tuesday, that acts as the umpire, the soul peace that acts as the umpire in us, governing us, keeping us, showing us, leading us, guiding us through the Holy Spirit to let us know we are on the right path. And we are being obedient and following Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. God says these words, and he speaks them to us. He says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. I have thoughts and plans for welfare and peace." For welfare and peace. And not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, as verse 12 says, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and I will heed you. Verse 13 says, then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me, the Prince of Peace. You will require me as a vital necessity and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Scripture tells us to pursue peace. What does it mean to pursue? What does it mean when we pursue something? God told us to pursue peace. It says, the definition of the word pursue is to follow someone or something in order to catch or attack it, to go after, to run after, to follow, to chase, to hunt, to track, to trail, to trace. To attain or accomplish a goal over a long period. Strive for, seek, search for, pursue peace. Why did God tell us to do that? He is peace. We just read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. So if Scripture tells us to pursue peace, then that is telling us to pursue Jesus the Christ, Him diligently. As He says in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Going back to James chapter 3, but the wisdom from above. Who is wisdom? But Jesus the Christ. He said, I am the way. And I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man comes unto the Father except by, through me. But the wisdom from above is first of all, it's pure and undefiled. Then it is peace-loving. It is courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. This tells us how we are to speak when prompted by the Holy Spirit to do so, and how the Holy Spirit will deliver the wisdom that is from above, that we ask God for. If we go over to Isaiah chapter 26 and look at verses 3 through 4, it says, you will guard him or her and keep him or her in perfect and constant peace. Perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you. Why? Because he commits him or herself to you and leans on you, Lord Jesus, and hopes confidently in you. You know, I've heard it said that the highest form of faith in God is to be at rest, to be at peace in Him. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance, to be totally and completely and utterly dependent upon Him. Why? Because Scripture says, I believe we looked at that in the last Tuesday's, or this past Tuesday's study session in, I believe it was, let's see, I don't know if it was, I think it was Romans 14:19, I believe. Let's go there. Let's go to Romans 14 and let's look at verse 19. Let's go to Romans 14 verses 19. Let's see if this is where I want to go. Let's see. No, not that one. That's not where I want to go. What I'm looking for is the scripture that we read, which states that God is faithful. Maybe it's in 1 Thessalonians. Let's go there instead. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. See, 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. 18 through 24. Yes, in verse 24 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, "Faithful is He who is calling you to Himself, and utterly trustworthy is He. And He will also do it. He will fulfill His call by hallowing and keeping you." Jesus the Christ, our Prince of Peace, who gave us His peace personally. Isaiah 26 Chapter 26, verse 3, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you. This is how your mind and your words and your thoughts will line up with the will of God. This is how our mind will line up with the will of God, because we commit ourselves to the Lord Jesus. And we lean on Him. And we hope confidently in Him. This is why He will guard us and keep us in perfect and constant peace in our mind, with both its inclination and its character, because it's focused on Him. And if we're focused on Him, and we are His, and He works through us, and He speaks through us, then the words that we speak will be spoken by the Holy Spirit in us at the right time, in the right way, according to Proverbs, in a gentle tongue, which contains healing power, which delivers healing virtue, because a gentle tongue is a tree of life. This is how we are to speak to our fellow man, how we speak to God, how we love Him, how we consider Him in our relationship with Him, how we spend time with Him, how we regard Him to Him any kind of way. We reverence Him And just as we speak to him with words of life, when we praise and worship him, so too we are to speak to our neighbor, our fellow man, those in the body of Christ, and those even not in the body of Christ who are contemplating coming into the body of Christ. For all people are God's people. We are to speak with a gentle tongue. And as we keep our minds on Christ, he guards us and he keeps us in perfect and constant peace. Because we're meditating his word. We're meditating him. We're meditating his breath. We're meditating who he is, his essence. Verse 4 in Isaiah 26 says, "So trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Lean on him. Hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. He is the rock of ages." If we go over to, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 54 and let's look at verse 10, talking about peace here, which is what the wisdom from above is. It is peace loving, as said, stated in James chapter 3, verse 17. Isaiah 54, verse 10 says, "For though the mountains should depart and the hills be shaken or removed, yet my love," God says, "my love and my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace and completeness be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." How beautiful is that verse? Isaiah 54:10. The Lord says, "For though the mountains should depart and the hills be shaken or removed, yet my love and my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace and completeness be removed from you, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." God has compassion on us. Let's go over to, and our time is getting away from us, but let's go over to Hebrews. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, and let's look at verses 20 through 21, talking about peace, talking about having a gentle tongue, talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to be the guard at our lips, and letting him tame our tongue. And as he tames our tongue, he tames and shows us and teaches us his ways. And he cleans us up. And he instructs us in the way that we should go. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21 says, "Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace." This is how you know when something is of God. There is peace. "Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed and ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, and new testament. May he strengthen, complete, and perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever, to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. And the wisdom from above, James 3:17, is first of all pure and undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And Jesus the Christ, Abba, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, gives us this wisdom freely. All we have to do is just ask. If we go over to John 16, verses 31, let's look at verses 31 through 33. Jesus answered them and said, "Do you now believe? Do you believe it at last?" And this is in the middle of a conversation. We can, you know, we all can go back and reread this chapter to find out what Jesus was talking about. But in verse 32, he says, "But take notice, the hour is coming, and it has arrived, when you will all be dispersed and scattered, every man to his own home, leaving me alone." But he was talking being left alone physically. But Jesus says, "Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." He said in verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and perfect confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But," Jesus didn't leave it right there. He said, "In this world, you have tribulation, trials, and distress, and frustration, but," he said, "be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you." How beautiful is the gift that our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ has given unto us. Talking about peace, talking about our conduct, talking about how we are to walk and speak. Because we, in the past study sessions, learned from Scripture that out of the overflow, the superabundance, the excess of the heart is where our words come from. The mouth speaks. Out of the excess and superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we go over to Philippians chapter 4, and let's look at verses 4 through 9. It says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in him. Again, I say rejoice. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness, your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. Why? Because the Lord is near. He is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Verse 6 says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. And see, when we fret and have anxiety about things, we speak what worries us. We put that into the atmosphere, and words that are spoken travel forever. I remember studying that the scientists had searched the sound waves and the airwaves in space and found audibly, still being transmitted and spoken, the Gettysburg Address. Tells me that words go on forever. So let us speak things that are gentle and things that are according to the Word of God. Let us speak the Word of God only. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, this moment, this time, this lesson that you have given unto us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for teaching us and giving us our daily bread and reminding us, O Lord, how we are to use our tongue, which is a little member, which we have been studying in James chapter 3. And help us to remember about the harvest that comes from the seed sown in peace. Not just the seed that is sown in peace by those who work for and make peace. It's the seed that is sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. The peace which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to have that type of tongue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his most beautiful, altogether lovely face shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be ever so gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us ever so lovingly. And may he continue to give us his peace, all of us. May he continue to give all of us his essence, his heart, his mind, himself, the fullness and richness of him that filleth us all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you on this day. Pray for me as I pray for you. Men ought to always pray, Scripture says, and not faint. And we are to be unceasingly in prayer. And know of a surety that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Good God day.